Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am so looking forward to this biopic on her, Sam, coming up down the road. Hudson. Kate Hudson playing Stevie Nicks. It's going to happen. Maybe a few years down the road, but she's already shown she's got the pipes for it. And so we're going to see what happens because Stevie Nicks has had an interesting life.
Yeah.
You talk about Fleetwood Mac and that whole debacle. Mm-hmm. So that I'm looking forward to that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Saturday morning, 12th day of July, I came back talking a little bit of music. Before we bring Karen on, I want to drive you guys because we've got a short show to get cast with Greg on X and also 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. Got a fresh list of job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. You guys go check it out. And if you got any questions about any of that stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And now we go up to New York, up to Gotham to talk to him. I've never really realized. Oh, Sam's showing me a tennis ball right now, folks, because we have show and tell going on today. Carousel.
What did him? Show and tell on radio.
It is okay. Show and tell. He does this all the time. He'll like point to the TV and show something. So it's interesting. I love working with this man.
I point to a person that's beside us while people are running down the street and losing their lunch.
See, I was going to leave that alone until you put that back in my mind there. Karen, how are you? How has
morning.
This week been?
Morning.
And I don't morning. Know what you have to say about it, but the most interesting part of this past week for me, unfortunately, at Wimbledon, was watching Hugh Grant sleep in the royal box.
Oh, it's
in front of the queen, no less.
Oh, goodness grief.
Am I right? I mean, the dude passed out right in front of the queen.
What queen?
Well, she was there. Carmella. You got to call her the queen.
Consort.
I found that out.
Okay, well, yeah.
The queen consort.
Consort, yeah.
Since there's a king, the queen consort.
Right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyway, this Wimbledon has been kind of crazy. I mean, with all the upsets and whatnot. But the match that, I feel so sorry for is Grigor Dimitrov up two sets on center and has to retire. And that is heartbreaking. Totally heartbreaking.
Yeah. He had him on the ropes.
Yeah, he sure did. And Sinner knows he got some kind of blessing from somebody getting back through that match.
Anyway. Maybe he was looking ahead to Ben Shelton. He was definitely prepared for Ben. And Ben, once again, he runs up against that wall. I think he gets over it at some point, but he's just not there yet.
Yeah. He has time. It's not like he's on the brink of retiring. He's just starting. You make your way up. Sometimes slowly but surely.
Karen, does Sinner have to win this to keep our interest for the next decade or so? Because if Alcaraz gets three in a row, while it's great that these two guys end up in the finals, it's not really a rivalry. It's like kind of that Yankees-Red Sox thing, where they think it's a rivalry, but all the chips end up on the Yankees side. So Alcaraz can't keep winning.
Well, not all the time, though. I'm a Yankee fan, so I know.
All right. Y'all had a few, but you know what I'm saying. And so I believe to keep our interest, Sinner has to win this one. Am I right?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I totally think Alcaraz is going to get his third Wimbledon in a row. I think his game is just more varied than Sinner's, and he's a better player on grass, I think, than Yannick. But no, I don't think interest will go away. Remember, Alcaraz didn't win the Australian Open. He didn't win the U.S. Open last year either. So it may just end up that both of them are splitting majors each year. That might happen.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think interest will be gone, no.
All right, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Karen Pusain at Tennis Panorama News. She is social. Always find her at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. Okay, we're just hours away, well, a couple hours away from the women's final, and we'll have an American, maybe not the American we expected to have, but an American nonetheless who just got on a roll playing well on the grass, and she's here in the championship match.
Yeah, Amanda Anisimova, it's been an interesting career for her. I mean, she grew up with the juniors and being a phenom, and she actually beat Coco Gauff in the final of the junior U.S. Open. I think she was 15, and I think Coco was 13, because I remember watching that match. But, she's had her difficulties. She lost her dad at 17, right after she had made the French Open semifinals at such a young age. And she had to take time off from the tour, I think everyone keeps talking about a mental health, break. But people forget she lost her dad at a young age. I mean, you don't expect to lose your dad at whatever, 16, 17. So I think it was more of that than anything else. But she beat the number one seed. She beat the number one seed. So she's got a chance. I know Swiatek has the experience in terms of winning majors. She's 5-0 in major championship titles. So You know, yeah, Iga's the favorite, but I wouldn't count Anisimova out.
You feel like Swiatek is feeling more pressure? There's no Sabalenka, there's no Coco. She wants to go out and grab this one? Or, you know, you think of that opportunity?
I think that definitely more the pressure is on Iga because she's supposed to win because she has five majors. She's been – well, she hasn't been in the Wimbledon final before, but she's been in major finals before, and Amanda has not. So I think that all the pressure is on Iga, not on Anisimova. Anisimova can play free, as they say, because, you know, she wasn't expected to be there. And so she can take more chances.
Yeah. We've been watching the coverage and people, you know, we talked about Mr. McEnroe and his performance and then more people have weighed in on it and saying it's time. I don't know what you were feeling about him.
I let me put it to you this way. Although McEnroe a great player and all that, I don't like listening to him doing the broadcast. And it's a big joke between myself and my son. And when I'm hearing McEnroe, I try to sync up the Wimbledon radio to the match I'm watching on TV.
See, we talked about this a few weeks. I brought this up to y'all because you were talking about the young players that were going to be a part of, was it the Australian or whatever?
The French.
The French. That's what it was. And y'all just like poo-pooed me and went, no, the McEnroes, they're institutions. Him and Terry Bradshaw need to get in a Cadillac and go to Disney World. That's what I'm saying. It's time. You guys are in the Hall of Fame in your respective sport. Terry's already accepted it. But McEnroe, I don't know. That's got to be a harder conversation, but I agree with you guys.
Sometimes, and I think I said a couple of weeks ago when TNT was doing the French Open coverage, Andre Agassi, it was such a delight listening to him. I mean, because he concentrated on the tennis and knows what's going on. I'll just say that. McEnroe doesn't necessarily know the happenings of what's beyond the top three or four people in the world. I don't want to do nothing against him, but sometimes you just need someone who's on top of everything technically and what's going on the tour in general. That's my beef with McEnroe. I know you either love him or hate him, but ESPN, that's the way they are. They want people to tune in, whether you love him or hate him, you tune in and yell at McEnroe on the screen or not.
He's starting to become kind of like Bill Walton, though. I mean, I remember there was a player that got an injury earlier in the tournament, right? And he's leaving the court with his head buried in his towel, crying. And McEnroe's talking about Ozzy Osbourne playing somewhere, a concert or something. You know, remember that? Remember that?
I
said, this guy's walking off. This guy's heartbroken. He's walking off the court crying in tears. And McEnroe's talking about something that ain't even there. So I'm just saying, it was like Bill Walton, and God rest his soul. I love Bill Walton.
But
basketball game, and Bill Walton would talk about everything but the basketball game.
That sounded like Harry Carey more. Hey, check out the kid in the fifth row.
Rest in peace, Harry Carey. I can live with that because he knows the history.
You know what we never talk about with you, Karen, and that is the venues. We talk about the announcers, we talk about the players, but Wimbledon is should be discussed in the kind of way we talk about, Augusta and other cathedrals, but yet we never really talk about them. And so my question is, do they put on, has it been flawless for the last X amount of years? I mean, there's no changes with the
it's pretty much remained the same. I mean, last time I was there was a few years ago. And, things don't really change at Wimbledon. Although, to their credit, they were the first ones to put a roof over their center court. You would think that'd be the last to do it.
Right.
But I give them credit for that. So they have made some changes ahead of other majors. But, I mean, their tradition, it's a country club. People forget where the other majors are played on essentially public courts you can rent out or whatnot. This is a country club. They have their rules. It's, really quiet space, so to speak. People camp out to try to get in. I mean, it's it's different.
It's different. And you walk, you don't run at either one of them places.
Exactly.
You don't do running.
Right.
And also, too, the ushers at Wimbledon are all parts of different parts of the military. So, you know, don't mess with them.
Wow.
Before we let her go, I think it's all, if you're any kind of tennis fan or interested in anything as far as the history of this place, we talked a little bit about it last week. So as we watch the women's finals today and the men's tomorrow, if you're remotely interested, it's a good watch. Go back and see whatever is out there on the 50th anniversary of what happened at the whatever it is, long tennis club out there, Wimbledon, 50 years ago, the famous Arthur Ashe victory that happened in 75 and the significance of that on the sport. But seeing the footage, what he went through, I'm sure there'll be a deep dive into it. But take a second and check out. This is one of those seminal moments in sports, and specifically tennis, that this match moved things forward. Is that a good way to put it, Karen?
Yes, I would say that, definitely. And, you know, he was a player that was not just about things he did on court, but especially off court. And he could also say that about the woman who won the same year he did that year. That
Billie
was
Jean.
Billie Jean King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Very much. Very
so, you
much.
Know, they did so much for not just the sport, but things outside of the sport.
Yep. Yeah. Y'all go to YouTube.
Karen, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Karen.
Enjoy championship weekend, your breakfast at Wimbledon, your strawberries and cream. And next time we check in with you, we'll be focusing on New York. So thanks for the time.
There you go. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Karen Pastana joining us there. Looking forward to talking to her because, you know, you guys, you specifically, Karen, when she comes on, talks about the little changes, seems like every year, little tweaks that the U.S. Open is making. So I was just curious if Wimbledon stays with tradition and keep it, or are they every little once in a while doing some tweaks?
I think they're more like Augusta.
The
tweaks are very subtle. And you'll be amazed at the number of people who go for the competition, but also go just to take their cameras and take pictures of the place.
Yeah, you're right.
And the same is true for Augusta.
All right, Sam and Greg, coming up top of the hour, we've got a special guest joining us, Chris Crocker. We're going to talk girls flag football, getting you set for that. Bo Johnson is going to join us, getting us set for all-star festivities and what you can expect coming up out at Truist Park with the all-star game, home run derby, all that coming up, and his thoughts on the Braves. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.